response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Okay, I don't see any phone calls. You liberals got all this stuff to say. I don't see any phone calls. Where are the phone calls? Yes, let's talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They just want you to shut up and do it. Let me tell you, I mean, I didn't know I had all this stuff in me until David called. I guess I've been packing it down deep in me. But this stuff that they're, I mean, it's moral blackmail. They're using the history of this nation and they're engaging in moral blackmail. I mean, we would not when I say we, not me, because I was very vocal about this from the very beginning, but most of y'all. But I'm going to just use we as a collective here. We have allowed certain things to occur that would never have happened. We're told that because slavery existed, we must support open borders and welcome millions of unknown individuals into our nation, or else you're a racist. It can't possibly be about safety or stability, or sovereignty of our own nation, right? No, if you don't open up your borders and allow millions of people to just walk in, then somehow it's because you're a xenophobe or you're a racist. If you oppose chemical castration for your children, or you raise concerns about gender ideology in the classroom, you're not defending innocence. No. See? You're echoing the cruelty of slavery, of your slave-owning forefathers. And for people like me, again, as David from South Carolina accurately said, I mean, like, they would just lump me in there with the rest of you white people. They would say, okay, they can't say my family owned slaves. So they would just say, I'm white adjacent. Or is something they used to try to call me. Or they would say that I hate myself, right? I hate being black, so I'm trying to act white, right? Like, those are the things. They would call me an Uncle Tom. And the moment they called me an Uncle Tom, I knew immediately they had never read the book. Because Uncle Tom is actually the hero in that story, right? But these people are just stupid white hippies. But not just white, stupid white people. They're stupid black people, stupid Hispanics, stupid Asians, stupid Indians. I mean, it's just people. It's people. But I got to tell y'all, maybe because you're the majority in this country, these white hippie women, I mean, it's a new level of stupidity. But it couldn't be we were trying to protect the innocence of our children that we didn't want this gender ideology taught in our schools. It couldn't be because of that. It had to be because we're racist. And if you challenge dysfunction within the black community, and there's a lot of dysfunction that the algorithms are pushing out there. I mean, I've already told you guys, talk about black fatigue. No one is more fatigued of the black community being portrayed as debauch as I am. But if you try to talk about these challenges of dysfunction, the fatherlessness and all of that, you're not pursuing truth. You're betraying your people. This is not a debate. It's a trap. Listen to this mother talk about this 6'4 person who's never played volleyball before and now suddenly want to play volleyball.
Funding. The boy in question is 6'4 and has zero volleyball experience, yet somehow managed to make the team. A longtime beloved coach of the girls' volleyball team quit, and if she is here or watching, I have the utmost respect for you standing firm on your morals and values. As I look at the board in front of me, I see members with daughters of their own, and I ask you, would you want your daughter to compete against a boy who is 6'4"? Would you be happy if a boy secured a spot on the team meant for your daughter? Would you want your daughter to undress in front of him in the locker room? Would you want him to undress in front of her? Would you want your daughter to be hit in the head with a volleyball that was spiked by a boy?
Sounds
Look
great.
Up Peyton McNabb, who suffered a brain injury after being hit in the head by a boy with the ball. Boys are inherently stronger than girls.
1 minute remaining.
That is a fact. If you disagree with this statement, please explain to me why we have boy sports and girl sports. Members of this board, past and present, over the last 5 years have followed the science.
Okay. Where were the lies? I heard no lies. And if you heard a lie in what she said, specifically that boys are not girls, girls are not boys, that boys are different from girls, girls are different from boys. If you believe those statements are lies, please call me at 855-839-1210. I will not overtalk you. I will actually give you a moment. But with that, I have Maureen from Wynwood on the phone. Hi, Maureen.
Hey, Kathy. I'm so enjoying your show today. You're just wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. So I was saying to the call screener that you talked about General Flynn earlier in the show, and I, all these years, and even while it was happening, I just felt so terrible for him. And to hear that he has, I guess, recovered emotionally, financially, whatever. And I was very curious if you, without revealing things that you shouldn't, could tell me how he's doing. Because I just thought, I even prayed for him during that time because I felt so badly for that happening to him.
Maybe
you could tell me more.
Well, what I can say, and I certainly ask him when he comes on, he's in California right now, so they are 3 hours behind us. So he generally wakes up pretty early, I hope. I'm hoping. I talked to him. He's supposed to be coming on. So I am hoping. I know. That he would be coming on. So I will also ask him to expound on what he wants to. But from my vantage point, and I won't talk about myself very much. Yes, you move forward in life because we must move forward in life. But let me tell you, there is nothing nice about people dragging your name and your family and all of your good work and all the good you've done in serving your country across the nation solely for their own either enjoyment or their own capture of power. It happened to me when Sean Hannity, even Donald Trump, as well as Rick Grenell and many other MAGAites, fake MAGAs who came out lying on me, calling me I could be a member of Black Lives Matter. I'm marching with the Proud Boys. I'm a radical. I'm extreme. And writing articles. It's not a good feeling. And so I can only speak from my own personal experience of having gone through not nearly on the same level as General Flynn. They started attacking his son, saying that if he did not kowtow and admit guilt, that they were going to start investigating his son. I mean, he's been very open about that. So initially he acquiesced and, admitted some form. I don't know if I can't recall if it was, him fully, admitting to it, but he was under a tremendous amount of pressure and you don't fully recover from that. It is not a nice thing when the full weight of the world and very powerful people put a spotlight on you. He's a good man. He was so very supportive of me. I think he probably came to Pennsylvania and walked alongside me in that senatorial race maybe 3 or 4 times, incredibly using whatever little bit of platform he had to help me. And he didn't know me, but just an incredibly kind person. And he has done so much for our country, even before this happened. So, and now we're finding out, most of us already knew this, but now is being open and put before all of us with what DNI Secretary Tulsi Gabbard is exposing, that all of it was a lie. All of it was made up.
And they knew it was made up, and they did it because they could not swallow the fact that the American people rejected Obama and the past 8 years of the Obama administration and wanted nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. They couldn't just sit in that and say, okay, they think we suck. No, they couldn't do that. They had to flip the script, weaponize our government against her own people. That's not a good feeling.
No. Well, thank you for elaborating. And, you know, I was horrified from the very beginning about how he was treated. So I'm very glad to hear that he's just okay. If that's as good as he can get, well, I hope he continues to improve. But God bless that man and his family.
Yeah.
And the terrible things that happened to him.
Yeah, I met his wife. So precious. I mean, just such a precious family. If you go to my YouTube page and look up General Flynn and Kathy Barnett, you will see my interview with him. And I asked him all of this because he was the first domino to fall in 2016 in the first Trump administration. And it went all downhill from there. Then this is the reason why we cannot give an inch. And this is the reason why we cannot hide and just say, you know, I'm going to just be a conservative in my little space and I don't want to bother. No, this is your moment. This is your moment to get loud. You know, I used to have people saying, Kathy, you know, I'm praying for you when I ran for office. And I would say, great, pray for me and go knock on some doors. Pray for me and go donate. Pray for me and go make a pot of coffee. Go talk to your neighbor about something other than the weather today. Talk about something that's real and substantive. This is our job. As Americans this is our responsibility of living in a free nation is to do our part to speak truth, even when people say they don't want to hear it.
Yes. Well, me and my family, I have two boys and a wonderful husband, and we are card carrying conservatives and have no problem saying it out loud.
I love it. Thank you so much, Maureen, for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, listen, here's the number. I guess no liberals are listening. Millions of people across the nation are listening right now, but I guess not a one of you are liberals. Or maybe not a one of you actually believe that a boy can be a girl. Okay, I can get with that. The number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. See you on the other side.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving right on, if you want to jump into this conversation, 855-839-1210. I just got a text from General Flynn's team. He's going to be calling in really soon. Very excited about that. I don't know if you guys are watching this, but Texas is getting ready to vote now on redistricting. That means Ratchet Jasmine Crockett is going to be out because, of course, she can't go into a district not full of black people or lunatic white hippie communists who need to go take a nap and actually win. She can't go into any other kind of community and actually say, this is what I'm voting for, and walk in and acting like she got some sense. No, she can only win in communities where it's overwhelmingly black people who have been manipulated and not paying attention to what's going on around them. Or she can only walk into rooms full of stupid old white hippie communists who need to go take a nap. So it looks like Jasmine Crockett is going to be what? Out. So Texas Senate to vote on new congressional map. That is going to be amazing. I cannot wait for all the liberal heads to explode. So let me just set it up. Here we go again. Woo. First light this morning. I don't know, at 5 a.m., 7 a.m. No one is above the law. The FBI agents on mission. Attorney General Pam Bondi added that America's safety isn't negotiable. Justice will be pursued always. What are you playing?
Trump did make some comments on this. So
oh, yes.
Here you go, Kathy.
When I hired him, he served a good purpose because, as you know, he was one of the people that forced Bush to do the ridiculous bombings in the Middle East. about him. He wants to always kill people, and he's very bad at what he does, but he worked out great for me because every time he doesn't talk, he's like a very quiet person, except on television. If he could say something bad about Trump, he'll always do that, but he really doesn't talk. He's quiet. And I'd walk into a room with him with a foreign country, and the foreign country would give me everything because they said, oh, no, they're going to get blown up because John Bolton's there. He's a not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out. I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
Do you expect the DOJ to brief you on this?
Yeah, they'll brief me, probably today sometime.
And the foreign minister...
I don't want to. I tell Pam and I tell the group. I don't want to know about it. Just, you have to do what you have to do. I don't want to know about it. It's not necessary. I could know about it. I could be the one starting it. I'm actually the chief law enforcement officer. But I feel that it's better this way.
Foreign minister...
Okay, General Flynn literally just called my tech, my Uh-oh. Cell phone. So Uh-oh. I just sent him over the number to the station.
Oh, no.
Which I did. But he's going to be calling over really soon. So it's going to be really great. Donald Trump is saying he's not involved, but this is what's happening. Yeah. I mean, this is really good. This is, I think, the kind of movement that MAGA wants to see. We don't want another, we're about to do something. We're about to do it. We're getting ready to do it. We're in the midst of doing it. We want to see his roll. Not literally, but we want to see some, we want to see people be held accountable. And with me is my good friend and yours, General Flynn. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kathy, and I always love talking to you because you're such an uplifting spirit. You know, you're great. And to all the listeners out there, wow, what an amazing time to be living in here in the United States of America with all the things that are playing out. My God.
And that's why I wanted you on. I adore you. You know that. And now everybody on air all across the Mid-Atlantic know it because I probably have just been really glazing you, General Flynn. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you did for me in that Senate race. I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate what you've done for our country. And I had you on my podcast once and I just said it out loud. I was like, General Flynn, you were the first domino to fall. I mean, it started with you. And after you, it was a downward spiral for those 4 years.
Yeah.
And then going into 2020, talk to us about that. Because after you left, Bolton, that snake, was able to slither in. Like, talk to us about that. Just everything. Give us some perspective of what's happening right now.
So, I appreciate that. So, to give a little reminder, you know, a little history lesson here, but what we've learned and what has been exposed is just so outrageous. But back in 2016, when Donald Trump was first elected, there was a meeting between he and Barack Obama. And during that meeting, Barack Obama warned Trump not to hire me. Mm. And then as immediately after that, then Trump went ahead and hired me. In fact, Trump and I spoke about that meeting and kind of laughed about it, you know, laughed it off like, hey, what, you know, what's the deal? Mm-hmm. And because I had just helped Trump win the election of 2016. But then now what we've learned from the from this exposure that Tulsi Gabbard has done is that there was another meeting right after that session between Obama and Trump in the Oval Office. And that's when they basically conspired, as Tulsi Gabbard has said, and Trump has also repeated, they conspired to commit treason and to undermine the United States of America. And that meeting actually took place on the 8th of December of 2016. That's a meeting, that's a data point for the audience that I was not aware of at all until it recently got exposed by DNI Gabbard. Mm-hmm. So the next meeting then was the 5th of January, which during that meeting, in the Oval Office again with Obama leading it and Clapper, Brennan, Comey, all the likely suspects.
Yep.
They then conspired again because they weren't exactly sure how to do it, but that's when they conspired again to make this whole thing up about Russia, right? I mean, they had already talked about the Russia thing. They had already known that Hillary Clinton had paid for this information to try to, you know, beat Donald Trump in the 2016 election. So none of that worked. And so then what they decided on the 5th of January of 2017, they decided right then and there to undermine the presidency of the United States. And their very first target, and they talked about this in that meeting, 5 January 2017, they said, we've got to get Flynn before we go after Trump. Because they knew that what I was already talking about doing was going after the intelligence community. And basically, you know, we talked about audits and all this other stuff. But, you know, I knew the system, and I knew where, like they say, where the bodies are buried metaphorically. And that's what they were so worried about me for. So let's jump from there to now, because I think what's happening now, and I do want to talk about this Bolton raid this morning, because it has everything to do with what is going on and what Tulsi Gabbard has been exposing. This is not just John Bolton, you know, one off. This guy was the national security advisor, you know, right after, you know, after me. He also was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations during the Bush administration. So he's got this is a very serious guy, and this is a very serious raid that just took place to look for classified information, right? Mm-hmm. The FBI and the DOJ, they must have solid evidence that that they did to conduct this raid, because these aren't the raids of, right, of before where they would raid, you know, Roger Stone's house or my you know, whatever, going after me. These guys I know because, you know, people ask me, Kathy, you know, how come you're not in? And what I talked to the president about early on is that I can be far more effective on the outside because I can maneuver, you know, right, to use a military term. I can maneuver much easier working with different parts of the government and be very flexible. And so what I do know is that there are grand juries, there are teams that are put together to investigate not just Russiagate. But I think the next big bombshell, the really big one, that I think is going to be even worse than what we've already learned from Russiagate, which is as bad as it can get, right? You think it can't get any worse? Well, the 2020 election,
yep,
and the theft of the 2020 election, and actually, Kathy, in a lot of ways, you were affected by that.
I was.
You know, you, absolutely, 100%. All of the different people that were part of elections, and we know now from some of the evidence that even the 2016 election was tainted a bit, to try to favor it to for the presidential election to Hillary Clinton. So, and they just didn't go far enough. So in 2020, they knew exactly what they needed to do. They did it. So as I've said, the attempted coup was after Trump won in 2016. The actual coup was the stolen election of 2020.
Yes, it was.
And they're going to look at all of the, you know, the auto pen stuff, all that. Every single thing is on the table, because what people in the United States of America and your listening audience just cannot fathom. And trust me, folks, it was hard for me to fathom. It's hard for me to believe that we would have people in our country that would try to undermine the country to the point of essentially setting up and staging a coup, which we kind of look at other third world countries around the world, right, going, well, those losers over there, wherever there is. Yeah, that's what happens all the time. Well, guess what, folks? It happened right here in the United States of America. And I know that there's still a percentage of people in this country that find it so hard to believe. And frankly, you have the media, the big media, you know, the top three, the ABC, NBC, CBS, yeah, those, you know, and some of the big cable, that they just are not, they're not going to tell the truth about it. And they're trying to still stick with the, you know, what we call the mockingbird media, which is a very real issue in this country. So all that said, with what happened this morning, and President Trump is also going to, I think, make an announcement today, if he hasn't already, because, right, I'm on the West Coast now, but I think President Trump's going to make an announcement today. And it's going to have to do with Venezuela, I believe. This is my speculation. And why Venezuela? Well, it's not just that Maduro, who is, he's not a dictator of a country. He's not a duly elected president.
Right.
He is the head. So Maduro, and this matters. This matters to, these are data points, and I'm trying to weave these things together for your audience, and it's very complex. But this is, this is my life, right? This is what I do. I look at the national security of our country, and I look at the adversaries that we're up against, and I try to help where I can to defeat these people, because there's a, we're always being tested, right? We're always being tested, like the Bible says. But so Venezuela, Maduro is not the president of a country. He's actually the head of the largest foreign terrorist organization in the world called the Cartel del Sol. And when everybody there in Philadelphia and greater metropolitan area, and frankly, the live streaming to everybody else around the world, the TDA, the Tren de la Agua, they are the fighting forces of Cartel del Sol. So TDA was sent into the United States of America, frankly, over the last 4 years, to the tune of thousands of fighters, right? Yeah. Thousands of now designated. These aren't just criminals. These are now designated terrorists because they met the conditions to do that. Cartel del Sol, which is the headquarters of them in Venezuela, and Maduro is the head of that. So that's why the $50 million bounty on the arrest of Maduro was put out about a week and a half ago, and we now have U.S. military naval vessels, a naval armada down off the coast of Venezuela, not to attack Venezuela, but to put so much pressure in a blockade, basically, on their ability to be able to do any trade, because Maduro is going to be given an ultimatum to get out, just like Assad left Syria, because there is a duly elected president down in Venezuela. So, I could go on and on. I don't want to jump. I want to keep your audience aware of this story that I'm telling. So Venezuela has a lot to do with the Ukraine war. Okay, the war in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard. Again, this is my life, and I'm going to try to connect this dot for your audience. So when Trump meets Putin to talk about a peace agreement and, with the Ukraine war, Venezuela has parts to do with it, because what the Russians have done, like Russia complains about, NATO encroaching on its frontier. Well, Russia and China, I don't want to let China off the hook, Russia and China, they have not only put themselves in a very big way into Venezuela, but they've also put themselves in a much different way into Cuba. So we all, for some that remember a little bit of history of 1963, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, the Russian encroachment against our own frontiers, and frankly, to tie in the Chinese encroachment, the Chinese have been working with these drug cartels in Mexico, and the Cartel del Sol out of Venezuela, which is kind of an umbrella group that runs a lot of these. So you've got this encroachment on our own frontiers. So Trump is bringing all of these up in a very, masterful geopolitical, geostrategic way to say, okay, we're going to do these things for you. We're going to do these things for you, Putin, and we're going to try to get to a long-term peace agreement here. But we also, need, some reassurances in our own hemisphere. And that's where Trump is at. And he's not mincing words. He's not going to be somebody, he's not going to be somebody that can be messed with when it comes to, taking care of America first. So I want people to understand that this stage that we are on globally is a big, big deal. And when you're talking about, well, why can't we just stop the war in Ukraine? Why can't we do this? Because there are so many other pieces that must be considered. Because at the end of the day, it is about what I call our selfish self-interest as Americans, right? Because our government is supposed to be run by us, by we the people. And now I'll get to my higher horse here and say, look, folks, if you want to change the way that you live, if you want to make your lives better, you have got to get involved as citizens. The young lady that I'm talking to right now that's running this show today, Kathy Barnett, she made a conscious decision, you know, given her entire life's history, to get involved as a citizen in politics. Wasn't easy. It was ugly, in fact. And I rode with you some of that way.
Yeah,
and you know it. You know it. And it's the whole establishment. It's like all these people that want to continue to control our lives. Well, that's not supposed to be the way it is here in the United States of America. It is supposed to be we the people who control our lives, but we can only control our lives if we get involved. And I use this phrase, local action equals a national impact. So if you don't like your school systems, then get involved in the school boards. If you don't like the rules or ordinances in your city or your townships, get involved in the city councils or the town councils. I mean, Americans have a responsibility. Like, I served our country in uniform, and I'm continuing to serve it out of uniform. Every American has a responsibility to serve in some capacity. And so I can't emphasize that enough. I can't, you know, impassion that enough to everybody that I meet on a daily basis. I'm out in California. I'm getting ready to go to a big function here tonight to encourage people in California to stand up against the nonsense that these people out here have to live with. And most people out here don't like what they live. You know, they don't like the environment, the political environment of California. But you know what? When we have 30% turnout for elections, we get what we get, right? Right. We got to have everybody, you know, all in, right? All in. We're not in the bleachers anymore. We are on the field. And, you know, and I wrote a book called The Field of Fight a long time ago. And that's kind of where I am. I'm on this field of fight, meaning, I know what service to country means. And I have children. I have grandchildren. I have met the best, in America, right, around our country. And now it's like we all have to make this decision. Otherwise, we let these establishment people. I mean, this raid on John Bolton, he is the epitome of establishment. You know, there's no Democrat or Republican thing going on there. This is an establishment figure who violated, and I guarantee that he's going to have some very serious charges. And more than likely, the Bureau, the FBI, and the DOJ are going to sit him down and go, okay, there, Mr. Bolton, here's what you did, and we've got you dead to rights. Do you want to help us out with some of these other people that you dealt with? Because it might mean he may have been providing information to adversaries.
Right.
He may have been providing information, at foreign adversaries, I should say, to be very specific.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he may have been providing information to domestic adversaries, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Right.
So that's that. You know, I know I'm on a
no,
roll here,
but I love it.
I want people to understand how monumental the issues are that are in play in this multicultural world that we have. But we still want to protect our own identity. We still want to protect our own American culture. We still want to protect who we are as Americans and our way of life, so we can continue to enjoy the freedoms that we have. So
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop there, Kathy.
No, I know. I love it. I was telling people, sometimes I'm in my backyard, I just pick up the phone and call you and be like, I have a thought. And if you're able to take that call, and I learned so much, thank you so much for just taking the time to lay out. I mean, this is not just America. I mean, like you just talked about Venezuela, Cuba, China, Russia, Ukraine. I mean, we are highly interconnected as a world. And there is a force that is so great. And these people are very determined. And I know to some people, your minds may be blown. You may be like, I'm just going to check out. But you can't. And I've been saying that all day today, is that if we want to keep this country, we have an obligation to stay engaged. And now I've taken copious notes. I'm going to be talking to people about all of this. I was concerned that Bolton wasn't a big enough fish, and that by them raiding him, they've alerted some of the other big fish. But you think Bolton is a pretty big fish to go after right now?
100%. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and I think that, you know, when everybody woke up this morning and heard that the FBI was on it, was conducting a raid, and they were, you know, they people were probably thinking, was it Brennan? Was it Comey? Was it Copper? Was it some of these other hoodlums? You know, no, it's John Bolton. And you everybody goes, John Bolton.
I know,
what
like
the
John
heck?
Bolton.
Right. Like, what the heck's going on here? So, you know, people need to go and look, because his name hasn't popped up in all this exposure, right? Mm-hmm. So that means to me that there's something bigger and more nefarious here, why they wanted him. And you know, no matter what we think we know, they will have, and I can tell you, because I have been through this pain of being falsely accused with basically fake information. And I mean, literally, it was one big lie after another. But this administration, and I've been screaming, I've been, you know, one of the people saying, we got to have accountability, got to have accountability. Right. And I've been, you know, and I've been doing that purposely to make sure that people understood that follow me and listen to what I have to say, that they know I'm not going to let up on this stuff.
Right.
But I know that the methodical approach that Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, a great team there, definitely Tulsi Gabbard, who's just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And very, very underestimated, okay? And she now I think people really appreciate who she is. But they methodically went through this. So they're the likelihood of there being really, really powerful and damaging evidence that they have on John Bolton, you know, speaking with, like I said earlier, you know, adversaries, both domestic and foreign, is probably really egregious. So, I more to come, and there will be, there will probably be announcements here and there.
Woo!
And keep an eye on President Trump. President Trump is under extraordinary pressure.
Yeah.
Right? Extraordinary pressure. I mean, the president of the United States in the complex world that I just laid out over the last 10 minutes, is all on his shoulders. And we all want, you know, him to, you know, every single American, I know that there's some kooky people out there, but every single American at this stage in time, we need to be, you know, praying for this man to succeed, because as long as he succeeds, we all will succeed. And these are very, very difficult, uncertain, complex times. And trust me on this note, that there are those people inside of in his team, on his team, you know, that are inside the government. And there are those outside the government that are helping in big, big ways. And for good reasons. So,
and you're one of them. You have a new book also, right? Pardon of Innocence.
Pardon of Innocence. It's a great bestseller, and people can get it at Amazon. They can also get you can download to anybody that likes to listen to books. I did the audio or the Audible, whatever it is, the audio myself. I did that. That's a little cheaper too. It's a little less expensive.
Yes, but you get to hear his voice. So that's so cool. Yeah. And it's called Pardon of Innocence, and it tells your story.
Yeah, Pardon of Innocence. And it's a memoir of really my background and sort of the whole persecution that I went through, my family and I went through. But it's a very, very telling. I reveal in it names of things and people and things that nobody else has heard about, because mm-hmm. it just never came out in the media, because there were things that happened to me and my family personally. Mm-hmm. People will laugh, they'll cry, they'll get angry, but at the end, you'll be inspired. Right. Trust me.
Amen. And you're going to be here in Pennsylvania. What's that information?
Yeah, that's coming up. God. Yeah, I got that right there for you, sir. It's the John Birch Society's Leadership Conference, September 13th, 2025. That's going to be located near the historic Valley Forge and Philadelphia area. Pastor Matt Trawalla, Catherine Austin Fitz, Alex Newman, you hear him here. General Michael T. Flynn will be out there as well. If you want to see Michael Flynn out there live in person, a great event, network with changemakers, go to jbs.org.
I am putting that on my calendar. It is already there, actually. I will see you there. General Michael Flynn, I adore you. I appreciate you and your family. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Love you, Kathy. God bless. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Wow. He gave us way more time. Almost 30 minutes. Wow. Okay. I'll see y'all on the other side. I'm loving it. And now we're closing it out. Wow. A whole week. Are y'all sick of me? I hope not. I'm so grateful to God for the opportunity to be, that people are even interested in what I have to say, still want to hear what I have to say, and that there is a platform on which for me to say it, what I want to say. So thank you guys so much for listening in. It's been such a pleasure working with the team here. I see Jim over there, so studious, and Dan, you've been a wonderful producer. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. And to the whole team here on the number one talk radio station. I know, I love it. Thank you, guys. That was my friend, General Michael Flynn. What an amazing guy. Let me tell you guys, I mean, as someone who spent a lot of private time with him and his family, such an amazing person. I'm so very grateful that I've had the wonderful opportunity to, you know, just meet some amazing people. And I think sometimes, you know, back in 2019, I had no idea that I would have done all the things that I've done. I was living my best life, or so I thought. I was homeschooling my kids. We just put a pool in. I'm planning pool parties for everyone. Just being me, right? I got a book deal with the number one publishing company for conservatives here in America. I was just living my life, guys, okay? And then all of a sudden, you just see things that you didn't see before. And I'm looking around and I'm like, my God, if we don't get better people in office, we're screwed. And this is 2019. And I could see it so clearly of what was about to happen. I wrote about it in my book. You can also pick up my book that went number one on Amazon. My book, you go out there. I think you should be able to see it behind me. Yeah, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, being Black and conservative in America, and kind of telling my story and what I saw, even from my vantage point. And it's been very interesting now to walk, you know, down this path and to see everything I talked about has come to pass. But also, as General Flynn said, it is an inspiring story when we look at, you know, the foundations of this nation. Our founding fathers they bequeathed to us such an amazing nation. There is nothing. I mean, this is such an amazing nation, such an amazing country. But we have to get engaged. And I know it's hard and it's cumbersome and it's a lot of tentacles and all these moving parts. I took copious notes as General Flynn was talking. And, you know, did you guys know that the United States has placed a $50 million bounty on the arrest of Maduro? He's the, I don't want to call him president. I mean, he's a thug. He's a hoodlum. But they've placed that on him for information leading to Maduro's arrest or conviction. This move was it was made public by Pam Bondi. I didn't see that. I don't think mainstream media is really putting that out. As soon as Donald Trump got in office, he put in January of this year, he put a $25 million bounty on him. And now they've raised it to $50 million. And all the things that he's doing, we hear about TDA all the time, but it's really the muscles for the larger organization. Here it is, Cartel del Sol. You guys, get these little tidbits. Go out there, Google it, ChatGPT it, and just listen and just read. And don't worry about what it is you need to do next. Just start getting informed. And it's amazing once you start getting informed how your eyes open to see things that you never saw before. And then miraculously, as I've seen it happen so many times, a door of opportunity presents itself before you that allows you the opportunity to walk through that door. But when you walk through that door, I mean, like, that takes courage. So walk through that door, and now you got a little information in your back pocket, and you begin to move from there. I didn't know everything I know today on day one when I decided to run for office for the first time, but I saw 2020 happening the way that it happened, and I was putting out a warning, and they called me a radical, and they said she's crazy. She's a right-wing nut. They love calling us right-wingers as if that's something disparaging. It's not disparaging to me. I own it. Anyway, blessings. Yes, I am. I'm about to have a good day. I don't care what people say. Yes, the sun is actually shining today.
Joe Columbus says this must be the nicest day we've had all year.
I know. It really is. Beautiful. Driving in, Enjoy it. So pleasant. I'm going to have a good day. I heard this song as I was driving in. I sent it today, and I was like, this is my theme today. I'm going to have a good day. Y'all have a good day. Have a good weekend. Blessings. Love your family. See y'all.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.